B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
Yes!
Wow!
Time to bring the heat. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there.
That was very good, Andrew.
Yeah, great stuff. Let's see what we got.
Actually
today.
Makes the segment palpable now.
And now the season is upon us. We have waited and waited. And now we are now 2 days away from one of the most epic seasons ever in Philadelphia Eagles football history. I believe that this team, the Philadelphia Eagles, will win the NFC East, then go on to get a bye, and then enter the NFC Conference playoffs as the favorite to come out of the NFC Conference as the champions to represent the NFC in the NFL National Championship game called the Super Bowl.
Yeah!
There you go, brother!
Well, the latest odds are out to win the NFC.
What do we got?
These are as of today, Anthony. Eagles started out as 20-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. They're now 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. But in the NFC, the Saints are at 5-1, and your Philadelphia Eagles 13-2, followed by the Bears at 15-2, the Rams at 15-2, the Packers at 10-1, and the Mutt Cowboys 12-1.
Wow!
Oh, happy day, fellas, and to all my football fans out there. What a glorious day. And for the next 152 days, it's football season. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's like Christmas times a million.
Oh, yes, it is. It is like... I keep like saying it's like we're going up the first hill of the roller coaster. And you just never know where the twists... And it's a roller coaster you've never... been on before because you never have no idea where the loops are, where the turns are, where the negative G's are at. Starts tonight, 100 years.
100 years of football.
I'll tell you what, NBC better did a good job with a produced open tonight.
You got to do it up.
I mean, come on. I mean, big time.
You got the, you got that thing you told me about? Ready to go? The Brent Musburger?
Yes, we got one more message and you want to play it?
Let's play the last message. Yeah, we'll get to it. Yeah.
So your ace has an off night, which I get. The bats fight back even. Oh, but here comes the gas can brigade. You say they're gas gabalicious? They're too flammable to be gas. And Iglesias hits his first homer. Julio and Enrique can hit off those linguine arms. It's maddening, maddening.
It's pretty good.
You see, I know the big
maddening.
The hurricane is, Dorian is coming up the coast, the whole thing, right? But there's another hurricane out there brewing. Did you know that it's Hurricane Gabriel?
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I saw it out in the middle of the Atlantic. I'm like, oh my goodness, Hurricane Gabriel is out there.
Are you got to be kidding me?
Nope, it's Hurricane Gabriel.
Hurricane Gabriel.
Ooh, so, yeah. So wait a second. So, but what happened to E&F?
I don't know.
Were they just tropical depressions?
Maybe, yeah.
Is it a hurricane or is it a tropical storm?
I think it's a hurricane right now. I mean, look here.
That's all we need is another Gabriel to wreck something we like.
Yeah. Hurricane Gabe. It's probably pretty analytical.
Is there ever a hurricane with a Z? Like Hurricane Zeus?
Yeah. Every letter is counted for.
All right, Hurricane Gabriel 2019. It's brewing right now. It's tropical storm. It formed as a tropical storm.
That's why, because they have their own letter format.
They're all formed as a tropical storm, but that's how it starts.
Yeah, it gets to a certain level.
It's a tropical depression is where it begins. So though all those, and everything gets named.
Yep. Right. Because when I had Hurricane Wilma when I was in Mexico, it started out as a tropical depression south of Cozumel and off the coast. And then that overnight, the barometric pressure dropped so much that it went from a tropical depression, boom, into a Category 5 hurricane in like 18 hours. bearing down on the Yucatan Peninsula, where I happened to be stationed with the old lady on the honeymoon.
The Yucatan.
Yeah, and it got stuck on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Sunday, 77 degrees, oh, partly cloudy.
You talk about...
That's just that lovely.
That means it's 60s in the morning.
Oh, you talk about actually, great tailgate weather.
Actually, the morning, 59 in Bala Cynwyd.
That may be like 48 by my house. Out there in the tundra of Westchester.
What are you, like, bed?
Well, that might be a that might be a fire pit day.
Could be.
No, it's too hot for fire pit.
At night, if it's back down into the 60s?
Nah, you got to get into the 50s for fire pit.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, come on, bro. You can't be giving me fire pit.
I love the fire pit.
Yeah, but you can't over pit it.
All right, before you know, it's too cold.
Overhit the pit.
I see you're there for Tropical Storm Gabriel. It says Tropical Storm Gabriel. It's this is hilarious.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
It's got a cone of uncertainty. Much like the manager. Hurricane Gabriel. All right, that's Bring the Heat. Hit the line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com, and you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.